LK Mobile.
Said LK, WDBOY. So how's the family doing?
Kind of fighting a little fever and cold and stuff. Seems like we've been passing it around and all the kids and grandkids. And now it's their turn. They're fine. They were just hanging out. And, of course, Mom wants to make soup for them. We're happy to drop it off.
In elementary school?
Yeah, and Gabrielle, this daughter, her and Connor don't have any children, but we were all together yesterday at a memorial service for the grandmother of some family friends, and the last two or three weeks, Beth has not been feeling well. I had something. I think all of us have had something at some point or another, and all the grandkids had a little bit, and I don't know. I guess I just say we've been passing it back and forth, but I don't know. It's kind of gone through all of us, and none of us live together, so. But we have seen each other a lot.
It's the kids in the school, they get around other kids and start bringing that stuff home. Now, Polly and I, we've been doing okay. We've fought everything off that I guess it might have been around us. And, of course, we haven't been around with too many people. We just got the dinner with friends every now and then or a brunch or lunchtime. WD8BOY.
I know, you know, things pass around. It's when the family's larger, it seems like somebody's always, and there's something somewhere always. But, yeah, the kids, the oldest is 4. She just turned 4 November 1st, so none of them are in school yet. The grandkids, anyway, and I don't know, it's just one of those things. But yes, we've all experienced that, having kids start school and they seem to bring something home and it runs through the whole family.
Question for you about coaxial cable.
I can do N4ZLK.
RG8 cable, this big fat stuff, but when I go shopping for it, it seems like they've got RG8X, and it's looks like it's rated for plenty of power, 1 kilowatt. Is that like the common thing that everybody's using now?
So is the RG8X, is that the thinner, the small stuff?
Smaller diameter coax than the old RG8.
I've read, and I could be wrong, but I think for longer runs on VHF and UHF, the smaller stuff has a lot of loss to it. It works great in, you know, like in a mobile application in a vehicle. I have an antenna, an HF antenna that I have the small stuff run to it, and it seems to work fine. It's what came with it. It had 50 feet of it already part of built into the antenna with the SO239 on the end of it, or the PL259, sorry. And it works great on HF, and I think the loss is not as great on HF, but from what I've read, VHF and NOR, it really should be the bigger stuff, or you'll get better, or less loss. How about that? Less loss on it for the longer runs.
I got a 50-foot roll of it, and I went and bought a 100-foot roll to see if I might need that for one of these instances here. But I still got this old piece of a bigger coax. It's called RG213.
Most of the coax I have that I've been using for years is stuff that I got from my father-in-law that he had since the 80s. I'm trying to remember. I did have I bought a roll off of an estate sale, and I'm terrible with remembering the numbers. I should pay attention more to that, but that's my limited knowledge, my limited 2 cents worth, if that helps.
Enjoy, T.R.
And 4ZLK, this is Kevin here, and I'm going to jump out. I'm at one more stop here. I'm going to grab some bread. If you good morning, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. No, I just sit down here in the kitchen and was looking at Logbook of the World. But Kevin, is that 213, does it feel real stiff and have a large center conductor that is solid?
It's not too stiff. I think if I remember, it had a stranded center conductor in it.
Pulling back on my memory from many years ago. That should be good. I haven't looked it up. Go to the Wireman, www.wireman.com, and he has a page on there that has all of the losses of all the different coaxes. I just caught the end of this conversation, and Shane was right. You need the better coax for UHF and VHF and UHF, whereas HF, you can run RG8X or RG8 or LMR400.
I'll keep that in mind then. I said I got this one old piece of 213 that I've had for probably 20 years, and I just the new stuff I got the 8X. All the specs on looked like it would be fine, but I really didn't look at the loss level.
Honey.
Coax is 50 feet right now on the pieces I've got, but I did buy a 100-foot piece of the 8X because I thought I'd probably run that up to an inverted V, and I'm going to need the longer length to go up in the air.
The 8X will be fine for HF. It's a lot more forgiving as to losses, I guess you would say. But on the VHF, how far are you running on it?
Well, yeah, because I got a disc cone antenna I've got to put on a pole next to the house, but I think I'm going to need at least 35 to 40 feet. So I figured I'd use a 50-foot piece on that, and then I can use whichever one is best, either the 213 or the 8X. I got 50 foot of each of those.
You know, I'm sitting upstairs. I'm not by a chart or anything, but I would think either one of those would be just fine on that because you're not going to have a great deal of loss in distances like that, and you're not running a tremendous amount of power or anything. I think it'd be just fine. But HF, I ran RG8 for, 30 years or so, and it's been great. The 8X I got going up to my 235-foot, it's early in the morning, Kevin. Anyways, it's all band, and it's 10 through 160, and it does just fine, and I have an amplifier on it, and I'm running 8X up to it.
That sounds like a pretty good distance and quite a bit of power, too, then. I've got an amplifier, but haven't used it in a long time. It's a Swan kilowatt, and I did have it hooked up one time before, but I hadn't thought about it anymore. It's really supposed to be hooked to 220 in order to keep the current level down on it. Otherwise, it's kind of a big load for a 110-volt outlet. And I got this base. I could do a long wire, so I know that I could probably do like a really, 200 or 300 feet of an end-fed long wire and do that.
This is N0TR. Yeah, you'll be fine with that. I'm running probably close to 100 feet out to the Radio Works antenna that's 235 feet long. It's an off-center fed antenna wire. And then I have a super loop, and I'm running... I'd have to look at the spec on it. But it goes out there 200 and some feet, 250 feet, I guess, from my antenna switch box. And it works just fine. It's a little better coax for losses, but I have a 1,200-watt amplifier, and I don't have any problems with it at all. And so Quan is a real good name. I don't know anything about that amplifier or the tubes it uses, but I would say that it would be a great amplifier from what I've heard a lot of the older timers than me. I've been in the business about like Shane, 1993, and I don't have any problems at all with it. Those antennas work great for me. I use both the Super Loop and that, and then I have an inverted L 160 meter antenna. I haven't used it much, but I'm running 8X out to it, I think. I run a little better coax out to it because it's a long ways out in the field.
I've got the real estate. I just don't have the height, and I'm on a slope. So any place I run here, I got to find a tree to hang something in, so I can't get any more than probably 20, 30 feet up in the air. But I can go plenty of distance horizontal because I got 2 acres.
1.2 here. We're just up here north of Lake Cunningham, between Cunningham and Robinson. And there's no place in the world, really, that I haven't been able to talk, other than a few of the countries in Southeast Asia, like Laos and Cambodia. I don't think I've got those two. But I've talked to Vietnam, China, South Korea, Japan, all the islands in the Pacific. And wire antennas work great, but you do need some height with them.
That's going to be my next project, maybe, is get some kind of a pole up so I can get things a little bit higher in the air. Yeah, I used to work quite a bit of radio, but, probably 20, 30 years ago, I stopped doing it. Got a new wife, and all my priorities changed, and the radios got put away. WD8BOY.
Well, WD8BOY, this is N0TR. My call is my initials, Kevin. Tom Rouse is my name. And I've had that for many, many years. Since 94, I think. And Shane and I, we really love doing CW anymore. We both worked Chatham Island the other night out in the Pacific. It's a little over 5,000 miles. And you don't hear them on very often. Usually it's years apart. That's over 10,000, and it's halfway around the world, so you really enjoy the wire antennas.
I used CW a long time ago, and I just got my CW up so I get my general class license, and played CW a little bit after that. Maybe that's probably about 15 words a minute, and I thought, well, I'm spending more time on voice, and I just let it go. Yeah, my call letter, that's the first one I got back in 1976. That's when it was the WN8, and when I got my general class, they upgraded to the WD8. And I just never changed it because I like the BOY, but it would have been nice probably had a little bit shorter call, and I would have really studied and got answered. Really good because I thought through my initials, but that's great. It's nice having a short call like that, especially with your initials on it.
Now, I was very lucky because it's a one you had to choose 25 selections and then hope you get the one you want. And so I just sent in 5. But it's a pretty good call on CW as far as I'm concerned, especially breaking into pileups and that. I don't have any problems at all. But, Kevin, I'll ask you one question, and I got to go. My wife's over here hounding me for eggs and bacon and pancakes. So I just wondered where you was from initially with that 8 call. Our kids are, our oldest daughter's from up in Michigan, West Bloomfield, and her husband's from Verona, Wisconsin.
I'm originally from the Cincinnati area, but I left there when I was 25 and spent 37, 38 years in Florida, around Orlando area. And I came up here to South Carolina 8 years ago. WD8BOY. And I'll let you get back there to cooking.
Kevin. Yeah, we immigrated down here from Kansas 15 years ago, and we lived in the southeast corner of Kansas in a small town, Pittsburgh. And you probably never heard of Pittsburgh, Kansas, but that's where we be from, and our kids, our younger daughter and their family, and grandsons and son-in-laws all down here. They're engineers at, one of them's at GE, and the other one's an engineer at another firm here. And we got two great grandsons, so not great grandson, but grandsons. Probably won't be long till we'll have great ones. Anyways, you take care, Kevin, and very nice to meet you. The pleasure's all mine, and I'll say 73 WBOY and 0TR.
For information on the coax and the wireman, I just looked him up on the internet, so I got him flagged here. And 73 is good talking to you. N0TR, this is Whiskey Delta 8, Bravo, Oscar Yankee.
Okay, Kevin, I think you can print out those specs on the losses there. And I got a copy of it downstairs in my radio room, shall we say, in the basement. Take care, N0TR clear.